Good evening. Welcome to night 6 of the Novena to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Let's begin with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn then, O most gracious Advocate, thine eyes of mercy towards us. And after this, our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O most holy Mother of God. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have you ever not known about something in your backyard and one day discover it, and you wonder, how did I live without this? For those of you who know me, you know I'm from Wisconsin. When most people hear that, they think Green Bay Packers. But did you know that there's another thing in Green Bay that's also famous? Tonight's talk is about Our Lady of Champion. This is the only nationally approved Marian apparition in the United States, located in Champion, Wisconsin. I grew up about 20 minutes away from this shrine and didn't discover it until my later teenage years. So it's my pleasure to talk to you about it tonight. I'm going to divide the talk into 5 parts. First, the seer of the apparitions. Second, the apparitions themselves. Third, the mission. Fourth, the fire. And fifth, the legacy. First, the seer. Adele Bryce was born in Belgium on January 30th, 1831. She grew up in a family with 2 sisters. She was known to be cheerful and charismatic. When Adele was young, however, she suffered from an accident with lye that made her blind in her right eye. If you see pictures of her, you can notice it. Despite this disability, she remained joyful. She was prepared for her first communion by a group of religious sisters. After receiving her first communion, she promised the Blessed Virgin Mary that she would become a sister and devote her life to teaching in Champion, Belgium. Remember this detail. This dream wasn't exactly fulfilled because her family was to immigrate to America when she was 24. Seeking advice from a priest, she agreed to be obedient to her parents and confident the Lord would provide for her to be a teacher somewhere in the States. It took 6 weeks to travel to America, and they settled in Northeast Wisconsin, which was the largest Belgian settlement at the time. Can you imagine all the waffles made there? Adele did farm work and household chores. Most settlers were Catholic, but many were losing their faith, and heresies were also being taught. And many of them lived far away from a church. Okay, second, the apparitions. One of Adele's chores was walking down a long and forested trail to carry the family's wheat. So if you looked outside, you saw what it's like to see the wheat cut. They didn't have that, but she would carry the family's wheat to the grist mill. One day in the fall of 1859, Adele was walking this trail carrying the wheat. All of a sudden, she saw a beautiful lady surrounded by heavenly light and standing between a maple tree and a hemlock tree. Most people know what a maple tree is, but just to describe what a hemlock tree is, I don't think I've seen one around here, but a hemlock tree is it's a prolific soft evergreen, and it has tiny pine cones. They're really cute. The woman was dressed in dazzling white with a yellow sash around her waist. She had blonde wavy hair and 12 stars around her head. She didn't say anything to Adele. Then she disappeared. Adele went back to tell her family, and they believed she saw something, but they thought it could be a soul in purgatory visiting to ask for prayers. A few days later, October 9th, 1859, it was a Sunday, so Adele was going to Mass. She was accompanied by her sister and a friend. It was a 10-mile journey. As they were walking along, they came to the spot where the mysterious lady had appeared a few days earlier, and she was there again. Adele was the only one to see her, and they continued to walk to Mass. After Mass, Adele told the priest about it. He said that if the lady appeared again, to ask the questions, "In God's name, who are you, and what do you want of me?" So now, as they were walking back home, for a third time, the mysterious lady appeared. The lady was surrounded by so much heavenly light, Adele could hardly look at her face. Adele fell to her knees and asked her, "In God's name, who are you, and what do you want of me?" The lady replied, "I am the Queen of Heaven, who prays for the conversion of sinners, and I wish you to do the same. You received Holy Communion this morning, and that is well, but you must do more. Make a general confession and offer communion for the conversion of sinners. If they do not convert and do penance, my son will be obliged to punish them." Before continuing with the dialogue, just a side note on what a general confession is. It's a devotional practice when someone examines and confesses the sins of their whole life. Okay, back to the dialogue. Adele's sister and friend couldn't see Our Lady, so they asked who she was and why they couldn't see her. Adele told them, "Kneel. The lady says she is the Queen of Heaven." Our Lady looked at them, the ones who couldn't see her, saying, "Blessed are they that believe without seeing." Then, looking toward Adele, Our Lady asked, "What are you doing here in idleness while your companions are working in the vineyard of my son?" "What more can I do, dear lady?" Adele asked, weeping. Our Lady said, "Gather the children in this wild country and teach them what they should know for salvation." Adele replied, "But how shall I teach them who know so little myself?" Our Lady's answer, "Teach them their catechism, how to sign themselves with the sign of the cross, and how to approach the sacraments. That is what I wish for you to do. Go and fear nothing. I will help you." Our Lady, surrounded by light, lifted her hands as though she were beseeching a blessing for those at her feet. Slowly, she vanished from sight, leaving Adele overwhelmed and prostrated on the ground. And so Adele's mission began. Part 3. Adele wanted to be obedient to Our Lady's call to teach and catechize the children. Northeast Wisconsin had many settlers that were, like I said before, far from churches, and many religious elements were missing from their lives. Adele met this challenge. She would go from home to home, sometimes traveling 50 miles to teach the children. When visiting a family, she would offer to do household chores during the day in exchange for the privilege to teach the children in the evening. Often, the parents would listen to Adele's lesson too. The lessons were simple, fulfilling what Our Lady had asked, teaching them their catechism, how to sign themselves with the sign of the cross, and how to approach the sacraments. After a while, it became too much for Adele to do on her own. A priest encouraged her to gather other women to assist her in the teaching and begging for missions. They really were missionaries. This group became Third Order Franciscans. They wore a habit, but weren't religious in the same sense that we are. Adele's father built a chapel shortly after the apparitions, and it was later replaced by a larger one in 1861. A school was built in 1864. Over the chapel's entrance, and I have it translated from the French because I'm not going to try to say that to you, "Our Lady of Good Help, pray for us." This title came from the last thing Our Lady said, "Go and fear nothing, I will help you." Okay, part 4, the fire. On October 8th, 1871, almost 12 years to the date of Our Lady's third apparition, the Great Peshtigo Fire broke out. It is the most devastating fire in U.S. history, but you never hear about it because the Chicago Fire was around the same time, and Chicago is more well-known. The Peshtigo Fire burned 1.2 million acres of land. It was starting to move toward the shrine that had been created on the apparition site. People from the surrounding areas fled to the chapel where Adele and friends were praying for Our Lady's protection. They processed with a statue of Our Lady around the sanctuary, praying a rosary and singing hymns. They did this through the night of October 8th. Early in the morning, on October 9th, 12 years to the date of Our Lady's apparition, there was a steady downpour that extinguished the flames. The fire reached the fence that was around the chapel, but the chapel was not touched, nor the grounds around the chapel. It's considered a miracle. Okay, here's a side note, though. I was reading in the Shrines magazine that there was recently a wildfire in California around a Catholic camp. The owners and staff prayed to Our Lady of Champion that the camp would be spared. The fires were approaching the camp and then stopped precisely at the camp's boundary. Firefighters reported that the wind abruptly ceased at the property line, an event they could not explain. Adele continued to teach and catechize until her death on July 5th, 1896. She's buried in the cemetery located near the Apparition Chapel on the grounds of the shrine. If it hasn't changed since I've been there, it's a very simple plot. Some exciting news regarding Adele is that her cause for canonization was just opened in January, so she's officially a servant of God. Part 5, the legacy. The shrine continues to be a place of prayer, catechizing, and pilgrimage. There are many places to pray, and it's very peaceful. The Fathers of Mercy out of Kentucky run the shrine, offering the sacraments. There are several catechetical events hosted there throughout the year. Miraculous healings of people also occur. Okay, so if you're wondering about what the church has said about its authenticity, I'm here to put you at ease. In 2010, Bishop David Ricken of Green Bay, but originally from Kansas, issued a decree on the authenticity of the apparitions. In 2016, the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops designated it as a national shrine. Up until 2023, the shrine was called Our Lady of Good Help, but then was changed to Our Lady of Champion, which is the name of the town in which it is located. Just like Our Lady of Lourdes, Our Lady of Fatima, Our Lady of Knock. Those are all the names of the town where she appeared. Okay, a neat detail about the name of the town. Remember how Adele promised Our Lady she would teach in Champion, Belgium? There came a point when Adele was doing her ministry and the town decided to change its name. The community asked her about what the name should be, and she said, Champion. She promised Our Lady she would serve in Champion, Belgium, but was instead able to do it in Champion, Wisconsin. I mentioned earlier about how Adele's cause has been opened. This, for me personally, is exciting, but there is also a tinge, like the tiniest little bit, of bittersweetness. The shrine is so humble and quiet and peaceful, and I go there whenever I visit Wisconsin, and it was a big part of my discernment to religious life. But I'm afraid someday it'll get too big. But sincerely, I am happy for the many pilgrims who visit and that more people are learning about it. The message is very applicable to our current needs in the church. It is so crucial for children to learn the basics of the faith and for us to take part in that in whatever way we can. It's also good for us to remember how we can have confidence in what Our Lady said to Adele. Go and fear nothing. I will help you. If you've heard any of the talks thus far, I hope that theme has been standing out, how Our Lady accompanies us and helps us. She wants us to be faithful in following her son, and she herself can walk alongside us in following him. If you've never considered having a personal relationship with Our Lady, I encourage you to try it. Entrust to her the things that are most important to you. You'll be amazed at what she does in you and for you. There are a few large events that attract many pilgrims to the shrine. In May, there is a 22-mile walk from the National Shrine of St. Joseph in De Pere, which happens to be my home parish, on the grounds of my home parish, to the National Shrine of Our Lady of Champion. It's called Walk to Mary. Historically, there have been over 10,000 pilgrims that participate. It's a similar idea to the Father Capon Walk. Pilgrims pray along the way and finish with an outdoor mass. On August 15th, there is a tradition that was said to have begun shortly after the apparitions that continues to this day. There is an outdoor mass followed by a rosary procession around the grounds. In the Shrine magazine, there's an article about this tradition. There's a question as to why it occurs on August 15th. They said, "We don't know for sure, but we can speculate that of the three principal Marian feast days, Mary Mother of God, January 1st, the Assumption, August 15th, and the Immaculate Conception, December 8th, August 15th was the closest on the calendar to the apparition anniversary of October 9th. On a practical level, August also provides a more suitable temperature for the faithful to participate. Think Wisconsin, think snow, think cold. Okay, in an event held outdoors due to the large numbers that would gather, allowing families to come pray together. I have personally never attended this event, but I know people who have, and they say it's a beautiful experience. On October 8th every year, the anniversary of the miracle of the fire of 1871, there's also an event. That evening, thousands of candles light the ground while the miracle of the fire is read at 7 p.m. The night continues with all-night adoration and hourly candlelit rosary processions. Sounds pretty cool. The next day, October 9th, is the Solemnity of Our Lady of Champion. It's the anniversary of Our Lady's apparitions to Adele. This privilege was granted in 2023 when the shrine's name changed. It's the only place on earth where the solemnity is celebrated. So I can imagine the festivity and celebration. I hope there's something you can carry away with you from this talk, whether it's seeing that Our Lady loves us, her children, as she appeared less than 100 years after our country was founded, or that you have a pilgrimage to plan. There is something more to Wisconsin than cheese and the Green Bay Packers. I dare to say that it is a truly blessed land, that Our Lady appeared there versus any other state. May we never lose sight of how she cares for us and wants to help us. So now I'd like to direct your attention to the brochures that you picked up when you walked in. If you don't have one, hopefully a friend beside you has one. So I just want to show you a couple of things in it. On the front cover is what the apparition chapel looks like. So it was built over the apparition site. This chapel, it's also known as the crypt chapel, it's small. It's smaller than this chapel, and it's dark, save the many candles that are being burned. And there's always someone praying in there. It's a really beautiful place. Our Lady's presence is there. And on the innermost right flap, so this one right here, you have to like open it up. It has a picture of the Shrine Church. And as you can see, it's very modest, but very beautiful. For now, I encourage you to read the brochure later. But let us pray the prayer that's underneath the Shrine Church photo. So hopefully, if you don't have it in front of you or no one beside you does, you can just pray along in your heart, okay? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O dear Lady of Champion, you revealed yourself as the Queen of Heaven to your servant Adele. You gave her a mission to pray for the conversion of sinners, to bring the good news of Jesus Christ to others, and to prepare the children for the reception of the sacraments. I trust that as you called Adele to holiness, you are calling me, in my station in life, to live a holy life devoted to Jesus Christ with the help of your maternal love. I bring before you now my worries and anxieties. I abandon my attachments to them and place them at your feet. I ask you to hear the deepest longings of my heart as I pray most earnestly for Dear Lady, you told Adele, and you say to all of us, do not be afraid, I will help you. Help me now as I place this intention with complete confidence and trust. Amen. Our Lady of Champion, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You can go get refreshed.